Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Fashion. I'm speaking with Kenrick.
Yes, speaking.
Kenrick, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to your schedule plan. And if you and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes, is now still a good time?
I'm in the process of something, but I was expecting you anyway, so go ahead.
Okay, so let me go ahead now. This is the best time, so all right. Sounds good. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Yes.
All right. So I see first, a thank you, Kenrick, for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or if you want us to walk you through, you may give, let me just go ahead and edit here. If you want us to walk you through, if you have questions or concerns, don't hesitate to call me off so I could ask you, those questions, okay? So I got it clear, Kenrick. I see that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up a security question with Ben. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections, okay? So I got it clear. Your business name is called True Professional Construction, correct?
Yes.
And the address that I have on here, that's 540 East 182nd Street, East Bronx, New York, 10457.
Right.
Okay. And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Home address. I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. You're both licensed and insured. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
Oh, I don't have the paperwork on me right now. Actually, I'm on the road.
That's okay. I'll just note it here then that it is not handy. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
What's the advantage with letting it show or not?
The benefit, if we will show your address?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if we will show your address online, there are actually benefits to that. Will displaying your address has distinct ranking benefits, helping you claim territory and improve search dominance. Though there are risks of suspension with residential addresses, but proper documentation means we can quickly appeal if needed. So if any changes occur, we can always hide your address later. So what do you think? What are you comfortable? Are you comfortable sharing your address, or do you want me to hide your address?
Yeah, no, don't share it, does it? Don't share.
Okay, so I will hide it for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure, Kenrick, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 347-901-2223?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got to your correct email address, and that would be trueprofessional@ymail.com.
All right.
Okay, ymail.com. Let me see. I see that you're not using a Gmail email. Will you be able to provide a Gmail email?
Yes, I have Gmail, but I mostly use the Ymail. But you can use the Gmail. It's MacLeod Kenrick. 06@gmail.com.
That's MacLeod Kenrick, so that's your last name and your first name. What is it again?
06.
06@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, yep, we actually need your Gmail email because this is very helpful when it comes to your Google Business Profile access and verification. Is this the email that you were using on your Google Business Profile, the MacLogKenrick06@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right. And thank you so much for providing this. I will let our team know that you do have this Gmail email. And do you already have a website?
Yes, it's through professionalconstruction.com. Well, okay. It's not completed. The guy I spoke to earlier, he told me that they could set it up for me because I see that it's not complete.
Okay, so you already have a domain name that's True Professional. Let me just pull it up real quick. I just want to make sure that we got it here. That's TrueProfessionalConstruction.com. One moment.
Yes.
Okay, I got TrueProfessionalConstruction.com. And let me see. Do you own the domain name TrueProfessionalConstruction.com?
Yes. You're not seeing it up there?
I'm checking it right now. Oh, yes. So this is under Wild West Domains LLC, correct?
Say again?
Okay. So, True Professional, that's TrueProfessionalConstruction.com. Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay, TrueProfessionalConstruction.com. Do you have access to your domain, to your domain credentials?
Say again, please.
Do you have your domain credentials? So that means to say, you do have your domain name, and are we going to apply my site? Are we going to create a website for you using the domain name?
Yes, I actually started to make up the website. I put up picture and all that already. But I don't know, for some reason it's not showing properly, so I don't know what needs to be done. I was doing it myself.
Okay, yep, actually, if you want us to create a new layout for you, we can go ahead and create it for you. And since you already have this domain name, would you like us to use the same domain name, or would you like us to get? Okay. So you don't want us to get a different domain name for you, right? Okay.
Oh, you would get a different domain name?
Yep. I can actually pull up right now, but do you have access to this domain name?
The True Professional Construction one?
Yeah, the TrueProfessionalConstruction.com. Like, do you have access to this? Will you be able to provide us your domain credentials? Your username and password?
I would have to go back and look. I had that name a while ago, and I go back and I pay for it again. So,
Would you like me to have your new domain name instead? Would you like us to create a new domain for you?
Okay, what would be the name you use?
Okay. And I always suggest that we have a shorter domain name. Let me see if we can have True Professional.
And then do True Professional LLC?
I'll try to check. True Professional LLC. We do have that one, but it's TrueProfessionalLLC.net. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, whatever you can use that. I kind of like to include the True Professional name.
Okay, yep. If we can have this TrueProfessionalLLC.net, I can have this for you so we can create a new website. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and if ever you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this, and if ever you want to cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So, yep, let me go ahead and have this as your domain name. And now that we will be creating a website for you, Kenrick, I'm going to ask you questions with regards to the website that my team will create. So, for this website, what colors do you want on your website?
What color?
Yes.
I don't think the colors really matter.
Okay, so you're okay with any colors, but do you have any initial colors in mind so my team can start working on that? Do you want to do...
No, as long as something neutral.
What are your logo colors? Do you have some logo colors?
I have a logo.
Or do you want
can
to
I use blue? Can I use blue?
Yeah, of course. Let's do blue. Okay, so I'll have blue for you. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Well, bathroom repair, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, installation of hot water tanks, and oven repair, and what else? You can do like basement remodel, flooring.
We only need to put top 3 to 6 services. So for now, let me just clarify. You mentioned bathroom repair, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling. What else?
No, I'm just, don't use repair and remodel. Use one of the two. You can just do bathroom remodel and kitchen remodel.
Okay, I'll take out bathroom repair, correct?
Yes, and you put hot water tanks installation.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
Hot water heater.
Hot water?
Yes, hot water heater. You know those tanks that provide hot water?
Okay, what's going to be the service for hot water?
It's on a minor plumbing, like installation.
Like hot water installation?
Hot water tank, yes, tank.
Oh, okay. Hot tub installation? Hot water installation?
Not so. Tank.
Tank.
Hot water tank?
Oh,
you know the tank
that...
Yep.
Hot water tank installation. Okay, gotcha here. What else?
And oven repair.
I'm sorry?
Oven repair.
Who repair?
Oven, you know the oven like the underneath the stove.
Let me just put it here.
Stove and oven repair. You know, like you have a stove and you have the oven that you're baking to.
That's true. Let me just. This is under plumbing services?
No, that's under appliance repair.
Okay. Or how about we add appliance repair?
Yes. So with the appliance, it will come with the tank and like stove and refrigerators.
Okay. So, yep, since you do some stoves and refrigerators, you just put it here, appliance repair, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you okay with this? Or are you going to add top service to make it 6?
If you want to do flooring?
Yeah, let me add flooring. What's going to be for flooring? Flooring services, flooring installation or repair?
Installation.
Okay, got it. Okay, what's the last one?
Alright, so what else? And can you put like drywall?
Yeah, drywall repair.
Installation.
Installation. Okay, drywall.
Can you put right there where you're gonna put the drywall? Just general repairs, construction repairs.
General construction repairs. Okay.
Yes. So with that, it will cover whatever, because I can do all those type of service.
Okay, so I do have here kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, hot water tank installation, appliance repair, flooring installation, and general constructions repair, correct?
Right.
Okay. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
Not right now.
Okay, yep, we can skip
it. Do you have anything in mind? Thank you.
It actually depends to you if you want to give your clients like 10% discount. But if you don't have any, we can skip it. That's okay.
Yeah, well, we just go regular for now.
Let me just have it here. So, yep, do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
I have some 5-star ratings there already. If you see my website, you'll see them on the original one.
Yeah, but actually see that you have 5-star reviews on your Google business profile. That's a good thing. But outside of Google, do you have any reviews, for example, from Facebook, Yelp, or Angie's?
I think on Yelp. I think you might be able to find some on Yelp.
Okay, you maybe have some in Yelp. Can you provide me the link?
Yes.
Or let me see if I can pull up your Yelp. Okay. Yeah, let me just note it here that you have maybe something from Yelp. Or do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
Yes, I already have some picture there. If you look back on the Google link profile, you'll see I have some picture about maybe about 8 or 12 pictures there.
Okay, that's good to know. And will you be able to send it to us or upload into your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign?
Say that again.
Will you be able to send it to us or upload into your dashboard or local Splash app so we can use it for the optimization and the marketing?
Yes, so if you set it up for our access, I can always go on it and install some pictures.
Gotcha. All right, sounds good. And would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos? On your website?
Yeah, I should be able to find some, yes. I have a lot of a picture of work that I do, but I don't have a lot of before. Normally, I wasn't taking before, so
okay,
I will take after I finish. But
okay.
I will put up whatever I have.
Okay, that is a good idea. That is very helpful, okay? And
yes.
Would you like to enable online payments on your website?
Online payments from me or from customer?
Online payments from your customers. Like, do you want them to be able to pay you online through PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or credit debit card, or no?
Zelle.
Okay. So, would you like to enable online payments for them to cross the pay through Zelle?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. All right. And would you like the customers to be able to book directly on your site?
To book like for service?
Yep, like would you like them to book directly on your site? For example, if your customers when they book directly on your site, your customers will actually check on a calendar, on your calendar. So they will book for a time on the calendar, and you will receive a notification with the details, and you will confirm the appointment, and you will receive an email with the booking request details. Would you like that?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you can set up that.
All right, let's add that one. And also, let me see. Are there any special features that you would like to add in your website, Henry? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
I'm not too savvy at those stuff. I'm not sure yet, but
okay.
You can.
Yes. If you're not comfortable, we can skip it for now. Anyways, you can add it anytime if you would be interested, okay?
Yes.
All right. And are there any websites that you like, Henrik? Like, have you checked anyone's website? Maybe we can use it as a reference, or you haven't really checked anyone's website?
No, I haven't really checked.
Okay. And let me see. Where do you want your license number to show? Usually, we put in on footer. Are you okay with that?
What? Put on what?
For your business license number to show, is it okay for you to put it in footer, or do you want us to put it somewhere else on your website?
Where else can you put it?
Oh, we put it on footer, or we can put it on a hero or banner.
I mean, wherever is okay for you, just let me know, and then I will upload it when I go back to the house and have the information.
Okay. So we
can I do it myself?
Yep.
I have to call you to do it.
If there is any changes that you want on your website, we actually have a website editor. You can do changes on your website.
Oh.
If ever you need our team, if you ever you need some help from our website team, you can always give us a call so we can accommodate you. Okay.
Okay, no problem. So I'll call back to install the business license number, right?
Yes, yes. And yes, if you can send it to us, then that would be very helpful. And also, Kenrick, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
Not now.
Okay, yep, we can skip that. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I can't think of anything now. As long as you set up the logo, did you find a logo that you're going to use?
Okay.
So you're going to put up a logo, right?
Yeah, like partner logos. Do you have any partner logos or no?
I have a logo that buy, but I don't have access right now. If you leave it out, can I put it? Can I install it?
Oh, you mean your logo? You can always send your logo anytime. Do you have a logo?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. So if you do have a logo, please send it to us and upload them to your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Yes, and where do I send it? At this number, the
yes,
or the email address.
Yeah, you can send it to this number or the email support@localsplash.com. Or you can upload them to your dashboard. Yeah, or you can upload them to your dashboard or app.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your website layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with our website team, or do you want to check your website first?
Yes, let me check it first. I have a question, and then I will let you know.
Gotcha.
And you can hook me up with them so we can talk.
Mm-hmm. So you can talk with them. All right. So now, let me just notice here. Okay. Since you would like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website, Kenrick, to make this possible, we need a couple of things from you. You need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used in your website. Don't worry, we will send you simple instructions. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you, okay?
So, yes, but can they just... call me and can I just collect for the job when I'm on location, or they can sell me to my phone number so I don't have a PayPal.
Oh, okay. So you don't want online payments on your site? That's okay.
Yeah, I mean they can sell it to my phone number. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so they can also pay you after the job, like when you are, like, personally. And they also have option if you want to process payment on website.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And to make it possible, you need to have a business PayPal account. Will you be able to create a business PayPal account?
I would have, if I have to have it, then I will create it. But I also have a business account with the company name and everything.
Okay. So, yep, if you have time, you can set up a business PayPal account, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, let me just go ahead and have it here. All right. So, now let us set up your call tracking, which is included on your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So, we provide a unique local number, Kenrick. So, we will be providing you your call tracking number. Let me just pull it up real quick. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need to write it down.
It's okay. You will receive an email address with regard to that. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay? So we are actually trying to pull up the phone number that starts with 347, but it is not available. And let me see. Are you okay with the phone number that starts with... I'm actually going to work with an overlay, 917. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, 917.
Yes. So we do have here your call tracking. Oh, just one moment here. We also can't pull up the 917. Let me try another number for you to make sure that it works perfectly fine. And how about the 929? Just one moment. Okay. Are you okay with this phone number, Kenrick, for your call tracking? That's 929-712-9951.
Yeah, can you say again?
Yep. So are you okay with your call tracking number to be the 929-712-9951?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Well, anyways, all the calls will go directly to a number that ends with 2223. And after we end this call, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So now let me just have this phone number for you. Okay. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, Kenrick, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear ring your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling True Professional Construction. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then we can record it for you. Are you interested?
No, that's good. Your song is good.
Okay. And let me go ahead here. So would you like to add the professional recording?
Yes, go ahead.
Would you like to add the $19 one-time fee for the professional recording?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
Do a female voice.
Okay, let's do a female voice. It sounds like a secretary, right?
So yes.
Mm-hmm. And also, Kenrick, are you familiar with Google Workspace? Or have you heard of Google Workspace?
No.
Okay. So, Google Workspace, Kenrick, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a new domain name, the one that we just got earlier. That is, let me just pull up your domain name. That is trueprofessionallc.net. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says kenrick@trueprofessionallc.com or info@trueprofessionallc.com or even office@trueprofessionallc.com. So that will build and make trust with prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, not yet. When I start to work and make some money, then we can add some of those fancy stuff.
Gotcha. All right. Yep, you can actually add it anytime, okay? So now let's go ahead and identify your most valuable service keywords. So this is the term that will connect you with a deal client looking to hire now. So my research here, I just wanted to clarify or verify that you do provide remodeling services or do you provide general construction services?
We do remodeling right now.
Remodeling, okay. So my question for you is, do you want it to be found first with the keyword remodeler or remodeling services?
Remodeling service.
Gotcha. Let's do remodeling services. Well, anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you. So I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you. You want it to be found remodeling services and not remodeling contractor?
Yeah, you can do remodeling contractor.
Gotcha. All right. So I do have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Kenrick. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So these are the keywords that I got. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list. So I got here, remodeling contractor, remodeler. Let me also add the remodeling. We already have here remodeling services. We have kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling. We also have room additions, home renovations, kitchen remodel contractor. We have bathroom remodel contractor, basement remodel contractor, whole house remodel, home addition contractor, interior remodeling, custom home remodeling, and commercial remodeling contractor. Are you okay with all the keywords?
No. Take off home addition.
Home addition. Okay. I'll take out home addition. What else?
We don't do a lot of outside work, so it's mainly remodeling on the inside.
Okay, I'll take out exterior remodeling.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take out exterior for you. I'm going to take out the room additions, or are you okay with the room additions?
No, the room addition is
okay. Okay, so I'm going to read again. Let me know if there's still anything you want me to take out. So I've got remodeling contractor, remodeler, remodeling services, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, remodeling company, room additions, home renovations, kitchen remodel contractor, bathroom remodel contractor, basement remodel contractor, whole house remodel, interior remodeling, custom home remodeling, and commercial remodeling contractor. Are you okay with this keywords?
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
We did have the appliances, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to add the other service that you mentioned earlier, the hot water tank insulation, appliance repair, flooring installation, and general construction repairs.
Yeah, no, that should be fine for now.
I try to make things easy.
Okay, am I going to add those keywords also?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other keywords now, or are you okay with this?
No, I'm thinking that's good enough right now.
All right. Well, anyways, you're going to receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Right.
Okay. Alrighty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you, Kenrick, is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, just professional workers.
Mm-hmm. Professional workers, sounds good. Let me know that here. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes, if it's not too far away, as long as it's in the Bronx, it's fine. We can do free estimates in the Bronx.
Free estimates in the Bronx, okay.
Yes, because if I have to travel too far and pay toll and stuff, you're not going to have to charge for the estimate, because sometimes you do these estimates and you don't get the job, so...
Gotcha,
I don't
want to
spend money and don't get the job.
Yes. Okay, I'm right here. You do free estimates in the Bronx. And is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. I found it here. Just one moment. All right. And let me see. So you do offer fee estimates within the Bronx. You do provide professional services, and you do have professional workers. And is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay, and it's also locally owned and operated, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a mission statement?
Mission statement. What is that?
Okay, I actually prepared the list for you. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I have here, at True Professional Construction, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here, at True Professional Construction, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the third one is, at True Professional Construction, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from my list?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, let's have the third mission statement. Do you like it? That we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have a tagline?
A what?
Do you have a tagline or slogan?
No, you can build up something.
Okay. So, do you wanna have this tagline? Okay, I'm going to read a few samples for you.
Can we say no project is too small?
Oh, you don't want to have a tagline or slogan?
Okay, go ahead, let us hear it.
Okay, so we do have transforming spaces, elevating living. We also have build better, design for you. We have your vision, expertly remodeled. We also have quality craftsmanship, lasting results. What do you like?
It's quality craftsmanship.
Lasting results. Okay, let's have this big tagline. And how many years have you been in business?
About 35.
Oh, 35. So you...
No, sorry. About 60.
When did you start this business?
2009.
Okay, sounds good. But how many years of experience do you have?
About 35.
Oh, wow. That's 35 years of experience. I'll note it here, okay?
Yeah.
All righty. Business started 2009, but you do have 35 years of experience. Amazing. And how many people work with your company?
Right now, it's just two of us starting up back, but I can always get people and I get projects.
Gotcha. So we have two right now. Just one moment here. Let me note that you have two workers. All right. So we have two. And do you work residential, commercial, or both?
Just residential.
Okay, just residential for now. And I just want to confirm that I got to your correct hours of operations. It says from Monday through Friday, you do 7 a.m. to 6, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointment?
You can do Saturdays, but no Sundays.
Okay, by appointment on Saturdays and Sundays closed.
Oh, you can open for Saturday regular, but Sunday, unless it's really emergency, I don't go out.
Oh, okay. So that's from Monday through Saturday, it's 7 a.m. to 6, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Sundays, you're closed.
Yeah.
And what types of payment do you accept?
So right now, we accept like check and Zelle payment.
You do accept cash, checks, and Zelle?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, we do cash, checks, and Zelle. All right, so now that we have your business information, we have two options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Can you repeat that?
Okay, so we do have two options for you. For this one, Kenrick. So the first option is, So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company in an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing...
Yeah, go with the first one.
Yes, work with the first one. All right. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So my question for you is, just want to make sure your business is located in Bronx, New York, right?
Yes.
Okay, so which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like
can
to
you,
give you a suggestion. Mm-hmm.
Can you give me like 45 minutes around my location?
Okay. Actually, for this one, we always ask your specific cities or zip codes, Kenrick, so that we want to make sure that your Google Business Profile will be set up properly and have a better ranking. Will you be able to provide me specific cities or zip codes?
Maybe 60, but I don't know zip code by heart.
Okay, yeah, we can do cities. Can you provide me cities?
So we can do
2 hours driving distance, okay?
Yeah, so we can do, we're doing the Bronx, so we can do, Brooklyn and Queens, we can do Long Island, we can do Mount Vernon, we can do New Rochelle, White Plains, we can do like...
Uh-huh. What's next with Mount Vernon?
New Rochelle, White Plains, and White Plains.
White Plains?
Yes. And we can do like...
And White Plains. Uh-huh.
Yes, and we can do like Rockland County.
Okay.
And we can do like Middletown. That's about it. I don't want to go too far.
Okay, so I have here, just let me know if I get it correctly, okay? I have the Bronx. You mentioned Brooklyn. We have Long Island, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, White Plains, and... Dufferin County? Did I get it right?
And Middletown?
Middletown. What town is it again? I'm sorry.
Middletown. It's a halfway upstate.
Middletown County?
Yes.
Okay.
And Queens.
And you mentioned Rockland County?
Rockland County, yes.
And Middletown County, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it? 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have Queens.
Anything else? Queens?
Queens, yeah.
Queens, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All with us. All with a good team.
And I think you know that you do have your Google Business Profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you have access to your Google Business Profile?
Yes.
Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
It's true professional construction.
Okay. And let me just go ahead here.
And if you go there, you're going to see the pictures, so I don't know if you can take them off.
Okay. Okay, so for us to be able to work on the optimization. Can I walk you through right now on how to add SS Manager? Do you have time?
Yes. Okay. After more in a minute, but go ahead.
Okay. And let me see. Can we go to your regular browser, or would you like me to send you an email instead? What do you think?
Yes, yes, that's better. Send me an email and I will look through it and anything else.
Okay.
I'll call and give me a number where I can call and get somebody to talk to if any problem.
Okay, so I will be sending you the email on how to add this manager to your Google Business Profile. And if ever you will have a hard time on adding this manager, do not hesitate to give us a call so we can help you with that, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. And let me just note it here. Okay. And also, I do understand that your Google Business Profile is already verified, Genrik, but we sent you an email that says, pictures needed for Google verification. Actually needed pictures needed for Google verification. We actually need this on file, so in case there's anything that Google might be asking, we can work on your account right away. Okay? So we sent you an email, and please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, like your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license number, or your business license number. Or your business license number, insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. Should they provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
And also, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Okay.
Amazing. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially if it is helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Actually, it's there, but it's not running because they send me a whole lot of false lead and charging me for it, so because I didn't pay them, they locked me access, so I'm not really getting any call from their page right now. Hello?
Okay, yep, I'm loading it here, but do you have access to your Yelp page?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I might pay them in the future for their free talk, but I don't have it right now. They want me to pay them like $1,000 for a job that I didn't receive. So
okay.
Yeah, they just have to hold off on that for now until I will pay them soon, but not right now.
All right. So if you don't have access there, now that's okay. Can I send you an email so you can add us as an admin so we can optimize your Yelp profile?
Yes.
Okay. And let's talk about Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No.
Okay. And if you don't have a Facebook business page, actually, I do see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right? We'll be running ads for you.
Yes, yes. The guy say the person who set it up say he was going to get that from me.
Yeah, you actually have Facebook ads as part of your package. That is a very good package that you have with us. And Kenrick, but since you do have Facebook ads and creating your business Facebook page as a required first step for your Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing, you just need to set up a basic page, just add the business name and the category, and we will help you with that. We will work with the rest. Will you be able to create a business Facebook page? Just a basic one.
Yes, I can set up a basic one.
Okay, I will send you an email on how to create a Facebook business page and add us as an admin so we can work on your Facebook ads, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I will send you an email say to also set as a reminder for the things that you need to do. Okay. Let me just note that here. All right.
Yeah, just send everything in email because it's kind of hard to process everything in my head. So just send me an email and I can look through it and move what needed.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always give us a call back so we can help you, okay?
Yes. Right. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, Kenrick. for your Facebook ads, there's would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Once I set up the account, I can always put up pictures and stuff up there.
Yes, for sure. But for now, for your Facebook ads, would you like our creative team to handle it for you?
Do I have to pay extra?
No extra cost for that.
Okay, so they can create it then.
Okay. And for your but you do have some photos that you can send, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of photos.
Okay, sounds good.
Once it's set up, I can upload them.
Gotcha, sounds good. And for your Facebook ad, there's three lead response method, and there is what we call a form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, actually, Kenrick, is using your form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Give me the one that generate more business.
Okay, let's work with the form fill, the one that we highly suggest.
Right.
Okay, let's work with that. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top?
Yeah, I already set up a Google Ads.com.
Oh, sounds good. All right. So if ever you'd be interested with Local Splash helping you with the Google Ads, you can always give us a call anytime, okay?
Yeah, I do background checks and everything already.
Mm-hmm.
I put up the insurance and stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. And let me see. Oh, I think you mentioned about the Google Verify. That is also a very good package. So our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Like, can we call you anytime if you have concerns with regards to your
team? Yeah. You can call anytime.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And you mentioned that you do have a logo, right?
Yes.
So your logo, please send it to us so we can use it for the marketing campaign. You can upload into your dashboard also, whatever is convenient for you. So now, Kenrick, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, you can your list and let us know if you want to add or adjust, justify to the message, okay? And if you have the project photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high quality copyright safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise anytime. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI generated images?
No, I have a lot of photos of my own at my job.
Okay.
That I take.
Okay.
I do, so I like to use my own stuff.
Gotcha. So I will note it here that we will not be using any AI stock photos and stuff.
No.
Gotcha. All right. And the client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward this to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the female voice artist and charge the card that we have on file today?
Yes, it's charged to the same account.
Okay, so $19 for today, we're going to charge you that. And of course, Kenrick, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Just one moment. Same day, Thursday. That's going to be on the 16th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule? Okay. And do you want to do it the same time when we started the call interview?
Yes, anytime. It's like from after 7 o'clock is fine.
Okay, that's 7 a.m. Pacific, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyways, Kendrick, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will just have call to your call tracking number to make sure it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Kendrick, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, just how soon I should start to get some calls. You say in 40 days?
Oh, yeah. You should see an overall result within 45 to 60 days. But you do have Facebook ads. You can also get leads in your Facebook ads. But that's why I wanted you to create your Facebook business page as soon as possible.
So I'll send you a place
today. Gotcha. All right. So I'm also sending you those emails so you can check it for the things that we need from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So also in 5 to 7 days, Kendrick, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Kendrick, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Kendrick. I really appreciate it. And again, if you have concerns or questions, do not hesitate to give us a call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day, and bye-bye for now.
Yes. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.